Leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry. And I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous. And now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball. I'm seeing the receivers. Everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team, too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the SIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
Yes, this is the Sports Hub, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM. It's a feel-good Friday, April 4th. Looking forward to the show here today. We got a great show lined up here for you. Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley Boys Basketball, Class AA State Championship head coach. He's joining the program right around 10:15 on the program. Then towards the bottom of the hour, we're joined by a special guest in studio, Spencer Christensen, from Prep Hoops and the founder of C3 Scouting. He's going to be talking everything South Dakota high school basketball rankings and things of that. I believe it's going to be the first time he's on the program live in studio right around 10:30 on the program on FSA. Good morning, Matt McClure here, joined by Ryan Martin, Hub City Radio sports broadcaster. Ryan, it's been a while. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming on the show here today, Ryan, and yeah, it's been since the State B boys basketball tournament. Are you recovered at all here?
I am recovered. Ready to talk a little bit more basketball, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got some basketball, obviously some track and field from yesterday. The Northern State Open, Aberdeen Central, Roncalli, Christian, Britton Hecla, Frederick, Groton, Hitchcock, Tulare, Leola, Mobridge, Pollock, and Webster. Check it out, hubcityradio.com. Also, some softball that was canceled yesterday. Flandreau and Castlewood. That game was canceled, not postponed, so they're not making that up. And the Minnesota Twins, they fell in the home opener versus the Houston Astros 5-2 yesterday. So 2-5, they were 2-4 and somehow still in first place in the division, because there was a five-way tie for first place in the Central. Every team was 2-4 to start the year.
Ouch. Yeah, they're struggling to score runs from what I can see. Haven't took in many games, but just watching the box scores, hopefully they can turn it around, because I tell you what, you go into that first 30 games and win less than 10 of them, you're in for a pivotal battle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Ryan, before we jump into the jump here this morning, you know, we talked a little State B, and obviously we're going to be talking a little more basketball today. Coach Paul Rosch finally getting the state championship, over 600 wins. He never won a state championship in basketball before, did in football. Uh-huh. You talked to him after the game. I mean, just kind of the emotion he showed, that was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, definitely excitement from Paul and, you know, his family too. You know, giving hugs to, you know, whether it be grandparents, parents, you know, whoever was there. His brother was there. I mean, I went to get an interview, and, you know, his brother kind of says, hey, calm down, he'll get you taken care of, you know. I think he was just as proud of his brother as anybody, you know. So, definitely exciting for that team and head coach Paul Rosch, 39 years and state champion, you know. And it's interesting to, you know, talk to these coaches. You know, we start talking to the Brandon Valley coach. How has it changed? You know what I mean? When you go around the community, you're a state champ now.
Yeah.
What's those discussions like? Because I'm sure there were some people helping you with your job along the way, and then you go win it all, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, right? I didn't think about it that way. You know, you probably get looked a little bit differently as a state champion.
Right.
Anyway, it's the Sports Hub FSA. We got Craig Nelson, Brandon Valley head boys basketball coach, joining us at 10:15. Spencer Christensen towards the bottom of the hour. Let's toss it skyward here for the jump this morning on FSA. And Ryan, we got some good ones here today. And, you know, sticking on the basketball front, I know the season's over, but you talk a lot about with the interviews you had with coaches and the consolation side, third place game, mm-hmm. how important those games can be for a program. You can end your season on a winning note.
Right.
Last night, it was the NIT championship in college basketball, Division I. You obviously, you got March Madness.
Right.
And then there's the NIT, which is the teams that are just not good enough to make the tournament, but they're still good. So they got that tournament called the NIT. And how about this? Chattanooga men's basketball, NIT champion for the first time in program history, 29-9. They beat UC Irvine last night in overtime. And you could just tell, you know, it meant something to these kids. The NIT, it's not as big as March Madness and Duke, Florida, Houston, the Final Four, but you got a treat last night in the NIT. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there when you mentioned their record, right? It's a quality team, hey. You know, you sit there and win over 20 games, and you're just right on the cusp, and, you know, to be able to regroup and say, hey, you know, we didn't make the dance, but we're going to go to the NIT. We're going to play well. Consolation, like you related to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you get beat the first round of state tournament. I like to see those teams come back and play well and compete.
Well, what was really cool, too, with Chattanooga, they were in the first round of the tournament. They played Middle Tennessee in the first round, and that went multiple overtimes.
Oh.
So they just played a couple overtime games. They got a lot of extra basketball. So those seniors that were able to kind of ride out on the sunset, because they had the interview after with the head coach, and he was like, you know, in times of NIL and transfer portal, you know, these kids stuck with it. Just kind of a really cool story. First time in program history, 29 wins, which ties a school record. I mean, that stuff means a lot to that, you know, to communities.
Well,
like
you
that.
Talk the flip side of it. You talk to your younger kids. What kind of value do you put on that experience for your younger kids in your program as far as sticking around with NIL now and you know what we can do and what we can accomplish? I tell you what, you got to be on top of it and having some success almost and have a plan for the future and the year next and the year after that with NIL. I mean, these kids will pull out, you know, so, I mean, you got to be on point.
Moving on to Major League Baseball, Ryan. I don't know if there's been a worse start in professional sports than what we're seeing in Atlanta with the Braves. So they're 0-7.
Okay.
They had the day off yesterday. They got walked off versus L.A. 0-7. All right. 14 runs scored in 7 games. That's 2 runs a game. 33 hits. The team is hitting 151.
Ouch.
Shut out twice in 7 games. They've scored 1 run in a game twice. The bullpen blew 3 games. And this is where it gets pretty funny. This is where it gets funny in my... I mean, not funny if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, but we're not Atlanta Braves fans, so I think this is funny. Their original 8th-inning setup man, Hector Neris, was DFA'd after a game earlier this week, which is designated for assignment, so he's in the minors.
Okay.
Hector Neris' replacement, Jesse Chavez, pitched 1 game, and then they DFA'd himself.
Yeah.
He DFA'd himself, so he's like, yeah, you know what, I'm not cut out for this major league thing. And then their main offseason acquisition, left fielder Jurickson Profar, was suspended for 80 games to a failed drug test.
Oh, no.
So you've lost every game you played, your team's hitting 151, and every acquisition that you brought in the offseason has not panned out through 7 games. Has there been a worse start that you can recall? I mean, geez.
Well, as you mentioned it, it's right down the row. Like, we can go to the bullpen. We can go to the end of the bench, whatever it may be. So that's definitely a tough situation there down in Atlanta.
And how about this, Ryan? Cincinnati Reds, they've given up 3 runs in the last 3 games. So 1 run each game, the last 3.
Okay.
They also become the first team since the 1960s. I can't believe this stat. The first team since the 1960 Philadelphia Phillies to lose 3 straight games, 1-0. That hasn't happened since 1960.
You're battling there, though. I mean, you guys are pitching well.
Yeah.
You know, you're limiting errors, all that type of stuff. But, I like that baseball, actually.
Yeah.
I do.
You like that low-scoring stuff?
Pitching, grind it out, limit walks. I know that the consensus probably wouldn't agree with me.
What's your thoughts on the torpedo bats?
I don't know. I if it's legal, obviously do it. Yeah, it is, right?
It is, yeah.
But I could see where there's wasted wood, if you will, on the end, you know, as you get to the end of the bat and having that sweet spot. It's funny, nobody's done that, right? Like, why all of a sudden this year?
Yeah.
Like,
all these analytics guys. And, I think the Yankees hired some really smart guy that figured it out. And now, it's funny.
People, looks like a bowling pin.
Yeah, it does. It does look like a bowl. It looks like, looks like almost like a softball bat to a certain extent with the softball bat with the long barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it looks like a little bit.
Right, right. And they say that other people have used them, right? Like,
yeah.
We're sitting here like, oh, geez, we're just now noticing it. But I guess it's been in the league. It's just the Yankees are capitalizing, I guess.
Yeah, so this is funny, too, with the Reds. Like, the game before, they haven't scored a run. They will beat the Rangers 14-3. And then since then, they haven't scored a run. Wow. First time since 1960. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Hmm.
Yeah,
just the pitching that we're facing, maybe.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. But I mean, you don't score a run against that lousy Milwaukee Brewers pitching staff. I just can't buy it. So, Yeah, that's the jump here. 10-11 here on the Sports Hub. When we come back, we're joined over the phone line, Craig Nelson, Brandon Valley Boys basketball coach. This is the Sports Hub on FSA. Back in a moment. Coach Nelson on the line with us here. Coach, can you hear us? How you doing?
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for taking some time to join us here. Brandon Valley Boys basketball, and Ryan and I were talking a little bit about your season, 13-game win streak in there, and just kind of your overall thoughts. I mean, to be a double-A state champion, definitely a cool feeling for you guys.
Yeah, it was a unique season. We had guards returning from a state runner-up team last year, but we had lost a ton of our big guys, a ton of our scoring punch, and what I thought was unique is we didn't look like a state championship team very much of that season. I thought we were a little bit clunky offensively and had a lot of things to figure out. But what we did have all along was kids that were playing really hard, kids that were really unselfish, kids that were working well together. And just took us a while to kind of figure out how all those pieces fit. But once they fit, sometime about mid-February, it started to look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, every coach will tell you, playing well at the end of the season, right? It's how you play at the end, and you guys definitely played well. And we were talking about your season, before you came on here, Coach. You played the three Sioux Falls schools to start the season, went 2-1, and then got a big win over St. George's, Tennessee at the Corn Palace, and then got a win over Marshall kind of midway point in the season, a good team out of Minnesota at 18-8. Do you think that those wins, obviously gave you confidence and kind of propelled you through the start into the second half of the season?
Yeah, no question. There's some wins there that kind of start to tell you maybe how good you're going to be. Because certainly there's a moment early to mid-January where, we're maybe wondering if we're going to be a slightly above 500 team and kind of get a 6, 7, 8 seed type of thing is probably what I would have told people if we're into mid-January. Maybe we can get a home game in the SODAC and sneak our way into a state tournament. And then the Marshall game, we played really well and shot it really well. They're a really good athletic team. And that St. George's team was different. They play a different style. They're a bunch of little dudes that ran up and down the floor with speed and just shot a lot. And so we found ways to win with different styles. We had to win those two games with shooting a lot of threes and a high possession game, but then we had to win a lot of our other games and had to win our first two state tournament games on a much slower pace and a low possession game.
Yeah, Coach, when you look at the state tournament games, I mean, your defense was outstanding. 41 points, 31, and 45. I mean, your defense, just an outstanding job at the state tournament. Can you talk a little bit about that? That was pretty impressive from your team.
No question. Normally, some of those good defensive teams over the years, it's because they got 6, 8 guys inside and you just got rim protectors all over. And we didn't have that. So give or take, we're mostly a bunch of little guys. And we had a, center with decent size, but nothing special there. Landon Delaney, in and of himself, is a really, really special defender. He's probably as good a defensive player as I've had in 13 years of being a head coach. But our other guys were just connected defensively. There's something to be said about the technique and the coverages and stuff like that, but more than anything, they just played their butts off. And for being a smaller team, we rebounded the heck out of the ball. I thought we'd probably get out rebounded most games and our guys would surprise us. And we look at the stats afterwards and we'd have a 10 to 12 to 15 rebound advantage. And And so just a credit to them for playing their butts off.
As we obviously talked about the first part of the season, Coach, you know, you get to mid-February and you lose a couple games within a week there. Sioux Falls, Lincoln, and Harrisburg. Obviously with a senior driven lineup, eight seniors on your roster. How'd you like the way your team responded there? Obviously, you know, you're got a lot of wins, very few losses, lose a couple games within a week. Probably took some leadership there, huh?
No question. Our schedule the last two seasons has been identical, where our January is a little bit lighter schedule, and then our February, we're basically playing the top six teams in the state back to back to back to back in January. So, even a good team looking at that and saying, man, can we go 4-2? But even if we go 3-3 or 2-4, we could beat by some good teams. We could just learn from it and kind of reload and figure out how to beat those same teams in the state tournament, because that's what it's been the last 2 years, is we see those same teams right away again in state. So, yeah, Harrisburg came onto our home floor and just kicked our butts in every facet. And you know, then we're looking, realizing we got to play them again a few weeks later and figure out how are we going to turn this thing around and have a different result. And then no shame in losing to Sioux Falls Lincoln. I mean, they're as good of an offensive team as I've ever seen. And so we had those two losses, but I think it taught our guys something. I actually think it gave our guys confidence because we were in the game against two of the really, really good teams in the state. And we just needed to make some adjustments to be able to beat those teams a few weeks later.
And sometimes, Coach, in a state tournament, anything can happen. You mentioned Sioux Falls Lincoln. They got knocked out in that semifinal round. You took on Mitchell there in the state championship game. Can you kind of just walk us through your kind of emotion in the final buzzer against Mitchell? I mean, being able to crown yourself as a double-A champion, you know, the final moments. What will you remember the most from that moment as the buzzer sounded there on Saturday night?
I just remember being really proud of our guys. I think we got good kids that play the game the right way and treat people the right way. And so when you say you got a deserving team, you know, I'd say all coaches would say that, but you know, we weren't going into this thing as a favorite. We weren't going into this thing with a bunch of talent up and down the lineup, but we're going in with kids that were going to fight their butts off for each other and work well together. And so I'm proud and happy for what they were able to accomplish.
And then obviously, you know, this day and age, it takes a tremendous amount of support, right, from the parents to school administration to the booster club. Seems like Brandon Valley definitely has it going on there. Can you just talk about that, Coach?
Yeah, I think Brandon Valley has it as well as any school right now. Our admin is phenomenal. Our booster club is phenomenal. The parents we've had around our program the last few years have just been phenomenal for us. Our jobs are really easy. When you give us 10 to 15 super good, humble kids that we get to coach, it's really a blessing for us. I mean, our community is almost a little spoiled by the success right now, but our football and girls and boys basketball teams have been in, you know, five state championship games in the last 24 months. And so I hope they and others realize that doesn't come easy. That doesn't happen by accident. And it's hard to keep getting back there, but we're gonna try and see if we can't make it happen again.
Yeah, and Ryan mentioned the eight seniors on your team, Coach, and again, we're joined by Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley, double-A state boys basketball champions. You mentioned Landon Delaney. I mean, he came when you guys came here to Aberdeen. He really had a big-time game. That's only the real time I saw you live in action. But, I mean, what a player he is. And, you know, what's it like coaching these eight seniors, and what have they meant to your program? And, I mean, having a senior-led team, it's definitely cool to win the whole thing at the end of the season.
Yeah, these seniors, you know, get to feel the heartbreak of a runner-up last year losing by 1 point, and, you know, to see the emotion that Aiden Zur and Landon Delaney had after that game, it's really rewarding to see them be able to come out on top this time. Landon is everything you could want in an athlete, plays so hard, cares so much about others. I think he's the best or the second best player in three different sports in South Dakota. He's the fastest kid in the state. Probably the best wide receiver and one of the top couple of guards. And yet he walks down our hallway and he is the most humble and complimentary of everybody else and really makes everybody else feel good. So when everything is surrounding a kid like that is so unselfish and humble, it's really easy for everybody else to fall in line. The other one I want to mention is Aiden Zur. You watch Aiden and probably from afar you see him, you know, score 8 points and four rebounds a game, but his leadership goes far, far beyond that. And Aiden is going to go on and pitch for Notre Dame next year. So another really talented multi-sport athlete that we're blessed to have.
We actually saw Aiden pitch Smitty's when he came in Brandon right. Valley.
Called the game.
Yeah, nice. We called that game. Yeah, that's he's a heck of a pitcher, that's for sure. Is Landon going to be playing? Is he going to be playing a sport at the next level?
Landon will be playing wide receiver at SDSU next year.
Wow.
So some great athletes, Coach. And once again, appreciate you joining us on the program. Congratulations on the Class AA State Championship, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you down the line. You know, it's got to be – you know, just awesome as a coach to have a state championship.
Happy for our community. It was a really good feeling. And now a couple weeks later, we're ready to get back after it again.
I just keep thinking about how I'd walk around the school, Coach. I think I'd look like a rooster for a few days. Congrats,
yeah,
Coach.
I don't know how all that goes.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks a lot, guys.
That is Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley, joining us on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. A great season, 21-3 they finish overall. Coming up next on the program, joining us live in studio, Spencer Christensen, Prep Hoops, and C3 Scouting founder. He's joining us live in studio after this here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Keep it tuned here to the Sports Hub. Sports Hub continues, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, online, hubcityradio.com. Also, with the Facebook stream, you can see we got a special guest here in studio, Spencer Christensen, joining us live in studio, Prep Hoops Dakota, and the founder of C3 Scouting. How you doing? Appreciate you coming on here today.
Doing well. Yeah, like I said to you just now, when you messaged me doing this, I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I'm all in, so let's go.
Yeah, no, should be an excellent time talking to you. And obviously, we just wrapped up talking with Craig Nelson, head coach there at Brandon Valley Boys Basketball. But want to talk a little bit about you. You know, from Aberdeen, went to Ron Conley High School. You played for Coach Todd Neuendorf. Did you play at Presentation and coached, right?
I played at Presentation when they were D3 with Matt Savride was head coach. Kind of recruited me out of high school my senior year. So then long story short, I came back and as like a student assistant type role for the women's. Then I don't have this in my notes, but then I eventually went on with Prep Girls Hoops.
Okay.
Then I transferred over to Prep Hoops Dakotas, which is the boys.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and
so that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt about it. Wanted to discuss, you know, Prep Hoops Dakotas. You know, what do you do? You know, we talked a little bit off the air. You do a lot of rankings, and what's kind of your role, if you will?
Yep. So it's articles and rankings, South Dakota High School. Kids, boys basketball players. So I watch a lot of online. It's kind of interesting. So like during the high school season, I'll watch a lot online. Then I'll be traveling a lot during the spring, summer, and seeing more live action. But I still like to get out to Aberdeen Central games, Ron Conley games, Aberdeen Christian games, just to get myself out there and see them live in action too. So gotta do that too.
As you go out and obviously evaluate these players, Spencer. I gotta think, you know, with NIL and just a little bit less pressure on these high school kids as far as being open-minded, where they want to go to school and what their intentions are, does that change how you evaluate a kid or no?
The way I evaluate, I don't kind of get into, like, the personal situation, stuff like that. I'm just, what I see is what I see.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's some kids I'll know extra information about, their work ethic, the grades, character, but with rankings, I try not to take that too much into account because you're not gonna, say for a senior class, I have 300 plus kids ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to know 300 plus kids. So I can't, I go, oh, this guy's a good guy. This guy's, you know what I mean? So it's like, I can't really go into that route too much. So
yeah, it just seems like with the NCAA, you know, when they kind of oversaw everything, everything is more tight ship, right? High school kids, even so much as giving them a t-shirt or taking them out for a meal was, you know, not allowed.
Yeah.
So just reevaluating players and, you know, all the way down and looking at them as a prospect at the next level, got to be a little bit different, it seems like. Maybe not. Yeah,
and again, we're joined by Spencer Christensen live in studio on FSA. You know, I want to talk a little bit about some of the players here and that you're looking at. Marvin Richard III, he had a big-time season, right? Griffin Goodberry, those kinds of players. I mean, big-time athletes here in South Dakota that you're ranking.
Yeah, Marvin Richard out of Pine Ridge. He'll be with Hoop City South Dakota this summer, one of the better AU programs in the region here. So, everyone was talking about Marvin Richard from the get-go of the season. 40, 50-plus points games, 62-point game, average 35. He just picked up a University of South Dakota offer and a Northern State University offer. So we got to try to get Marv into Aberdeen, I think, here.
Yeah, no doubt.
So hashtag Marv to NSU, I think.
he can fill it up, hey?
Yeah, he really can. And obviously Matt Wilbur, new head coach here at Northern State, he was introduced earlier this week. Yep. So, pretty cool. We actually had him live in studio on Wednesday and talked to him and, the culture building that he's going to try to bring here to Northern State. So looking forward to that. You also do a lot of ranking with, underclassmen as well, 2026, 2027, 2028. I mean, can you talk a little bit about that a little bit?
There's a couple of guys from Sioux Falls Christian. You mentioned Griffin Goodberry. He actually was signed with SCSU, yep. And they had the coaching change. Their head coach went to Drake. Then their assistant got elevated to SCSU's assistant got elevated to a head coach. So he kind of asked for his NOI back. He's still considering SCSU, so that's kind of one of the bigger stories right now is
where's he going?
What he's going to do. So I don't have any. I'm pretty sure he's tight knit with the information he's giving out. So I haven't heard anything about that. So then there's another guy, sophomore. I go by, class a lot, so 2027. So he'll technically be a junior next year.
Mm-hmm.
6'5 guard, Brent Wassener, Sioux Falls Christian. I think he's probably the best prospect in the entire state. It's kind of interesting. SCSU's coach went to Drake, so we'll see if anything happens with Wassener and Drake there.
Yeah, I mean, just as we watch even the Final Four, you start talking a 6'5 wing player, right?
Yeah.
It seems like those guys that are 6'5 to 6'8 with a 6'10 to 7-foot wingspan that can defend and score. Yeah. Oh, man.
He's actually a little more of a wing, or a little more of a handler, ball handler than a straight wing, but he can play all over. I saw there was a highlight dunk of him going baseline over top, high hands. I was like, this guy's the real deal.
Right, right.
No doubt about it. When you're doing these rankings, can you kind of explain, what kind of some of the things that you look for, if you will?
Yep. So college coaches, I talk to them around the region, D2s, NAI schools. They like length and size for sure. You talk to some of these D2 coaches, like, if you're not this height, we're not looking at you, It's I don't like it, but it's the name of the game. NSIC's got these long, lengthy athletes, so they.
Yeah.
So when I pop on film, YouTube, whatever, you're looking for the tall guy, it's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kind of you look at the length and the height, then your skill from down there.
For sure, and it's something just kind of pop off your screen, kind of right.
Yeah. You can tell when you see a next level high school kid frame,
So yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, those smaller guards, I mean, that can score. I mean, that's the whole the wonder, right? Can they defend at the next level? Those kids can all fill the basket and score, but you get put out on an island once you get the next level and be able to defend. That's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, when a 6'7" guy's backing you down and you're 5'10", he can just score right over in a lot of scenarios. So,
Spencer Christensen joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM, and we talked a little bit about some upperclassmen that you're looking forward to, some players next year. I see here, you got Ryder Johnson, you got Brooks Jett, pretty ranked high, as well as Luke Swanson from Aberdeen Central. I cover a lot of that stuff there at Aberdeen Central. So can you talk about some of those guys that you're looking forward to in the years to come?
Yep, so kind of my area top guys to watch for next year. Ryder Johnson, 6'3", 6'4", guard wing. He'll be with James Valley Thunder this summer, AU program out of Groton. So I'll be seeing him a little bit this summer. 18.7 points a game, 13 All-State. He can shoot. Yeah, he'll be a college guy. I saw he had a visit with Briar Cliff from Iowa, Briar Cliff University. So
sure.
They're actually really diving into South Dakota. They got a, I don't know why, but they're doing it.
Yeah,
it's working for him. So
a lot of those NAI, I feel like, right?
Yep, for sure.
Brooks Jett sure played well this year too, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he's one of the he doesn't show. So like, if it's posted on the site, I can go in my on my back end and kind of edit it. Mm-hmm. I have him number 11 in the 2027 class. It's not publicized on there yet, but yeah, he's 6'5". I think he can be like a wing type. I don't know if you double-double machine in the state B tournament.
I was just going to go there. State B
all
tournament.
All over the glass.
It was crazy.
He was one of the best, like, you know, Brian Lally, obviously, from Castlewood, 6'9", what he's able to do. But what impressed me with Jet at that state B tournament is just how he has an act for the ball, whether whether it's a long rebound, whether it's in the paint, and he's a – he's one heck of a player, you know, and he can defend. And, you know, my guess when you talk to these coaches, they're looking for guys that are, you know, probably have that physicality that somebody like Brooks Jett does.
Yeah, he's got the frame to be ready already for the next level. I watched him throughout the year, and State B, I think he took it up a few notches because I think he's going to have a huge year, and it could be a top 10 junior next year, so.
Yeah, somebody that, you know, I'd like to talk about, you know, you got Sully Feilberg from Clark Willow Lake, ranked number one in the 2028 class. And, you know, just watching highlights, and they played Roncalli earlier this year. I mean, he's only a freshman, but it seems like if he can fill up and get a little stronger, he could be really, really good.
Yep, 6'7", freshman, 13 All-State, Class A.
6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7", freshman. Hard to tell if he'll keep growing, but he's already tall enough, obviously. So it's kind of depending on his next level position, how tall he gets. If he stays 6'7", leans out, plays on a wing, gets 6'10", being a forward, inside guy, who knows? So, but I think he's a surefire D1 kid for sure. So,
what about the kid out of Britton Heckler? What do you hear about him? 6'8", freshman as well? I mean, that just blows my mind to be a 6'7", 6'8", freshman.
Yeah.
Obviously, footwork and just kind of filling out is going to be the key there, huh?
Yeah, he was a varsity kid. I think he came off the bench pretty early. But 6'8", long, like you said, feet and coordination for freshmen, you're 6'8", it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. So that could obviously be developed. But he's a top – I don't think many people know about him because he's from Britton, I guess. But I have him top 15 just – in this class for now, just see what happens, you know, because 6'8", what if he's 6'11", 7 right. foot when it's all said and done?
Can't coach length. Can't coach length.
No, and that's, you know, we brought that up on the broadcast during the State B.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you just can't coach size.
That presence. Presence. It doesn't matter if it's on the wing or down low.
Yeah. Sometimes you just, you know, you could throw the whole thing at somebody. You just, you don't know. But we were talking a little bit off the air, Spencer, before you came on, and you mentioned from like April 24th to July that you're going to be on the road, a lot of AAU, travel ball. I mean, you're going to be all over it.
Yeah, it's going to be super busy, but it's super fun, so no complaints over here with that. I'll be with it's called Prep Poop Circuit. So that they actually combine there's Prep Poop next for like the great middle school, and there's Prep Hoops just at the high school.
Okay.
So they're combining their tournaments so the middle school kids and the high school kids kind of be in the same tournament, different gyms type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to go to these tournaments, Prep Hoops tournaments, and see wide range of kids from middle school to high school, and it's pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, once you go to something like that, you're obviously your next level kids, right? The commitment's a little bit higher. Yeah. So that would be great. I do that in wrestling, go to wrestling, it's a bit fun. I'll sit there for hours. Yeah. I don't care. I'm all in.
They happen to pay me to do it too, so it's all the better.
and want to talk a little bit as well. Founder of C3 Scouting, can you talk a little bit about that? I saw that on your bio.
Yep, that's a... So I'm trying to do this basketball thing full-time, just go hard at it and just don't want to be working a regular job anymore. So, because the Prep Hoop is kind of a part-time but technically full-time thing right now. So I want to do basketball full-time, so I'm starting my own scouting service along with I'll do the Prep Hoops. So what it's going to be, C3 Scouting, it's going to follow these great middle school kids, say 8th, 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And follow them till their careers are done, whether that be college or maybe they play overseas or something. So I'm trying to build like a huge profile on them throughout their years. And people subscribe, college coaches subscribe, maybe professional teams subscribe. And that's the gist of that. got a website in development, so c3scouting.com there. So,
did you just start that then?
Yeah, it's not live. It's an official business, I guess. But I just gotta get the website done. It'll probably be after I see all these kids throughout the summer. It's probably end of summer is probably when I'll probably launch and have everything ready to go and information on the site. So
I think it's a great tool. I mean, track wrestling kind of does that with wrestlers. I mean, you go to national tournaments, it'll put your profile in there. You know, some quality kids that you beat that may be ranked. Mm-hmm. You can see on one spot how they played maybe in the regular season versus pressure games in the state tournament. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. Good luck with that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good tool for college coaches because with their schedule during the season.
Right.
How do you watch high school basketball?
So many kids.
Yeah. You got to scout the other teams in the NSIC. It's like, okay, let's go to this person that literally does this six times a week every night.
Well,
and use their information and use it to your advantage.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, their coaches, college coaches, like you mentioned, they got to worry about their season.
Yeah,
so they're relying on guys like you to see where guys are ranked. I mean, that's definitely a tool that can be used. Anything else from you here before we wrap up our interview here today?
Three or four guys younger guys I want to mention.
Yeah, go for it.
Carson Zach, Groton area, guy to watch in the area. He'll be a sophomore next year, 2028. Then Groton's gonna be really good coming up. They got another fresh 2028 Easton Weber guard. Then we mentioned the VA. So there's a young kid from Sioux Falls, Washington, Noah Woods. 6'4", 6'5", guard already.
Wow.
He's an eighth grader right now, yeah. He's one to watch. His brother, Jace Woods, top athlete in the state, football player, can jump out of the gym. So Jace is one I'll be watching. Noah will be one I'll be watching all summer. Then there's another Bruns coming up from Dakota Valley, yeah. Small point guard. He played varsity, so they're not done yet over there.
Well, that's funny. When I first moved out there, I think it was was it Paul Bruns? I think when I first moved out here 3 years ago, he was there. Yep. And then it just seems like you go down the roster, there's another Bruns, and you know it's Dakota Valley.
It's kind of like with Rapid City Christian, the Kiefer name. It's like, I can't keep track of those kids. I'll have to time there's like five or six Kiefer.
I'm looking for the kids that transition to track, right? Like the multi-sport kids that transition to track always pop off the page for me. That kid that's playing sports year-round. You know, there's several coaches. You know, look at your track team, and it'll tell you what you got, you know, come winter. I'm excited to see, you know, some of those athletes compete in the track.
Yeah, so this Noah Woods, younger kid, eighth grader, I had information that he's got the middle school state record for a high jump. I
think wow.
Was, yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. He's going to be pretty good.
Well, Spencer, appreciate you doing this here, man. You know, kind of fun learning about, you know, what you do, and I'm sure we'll – be talking to you down the line, you know, this summer, probably get you back here in studio, talk a little bit about some of the AAU and travel things.
See if we can get them to Northern, stuff like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Spencer, appreciate you doing this here, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up next here on the Sports Hub, we're talking a little Aberdeen Wings hockey. We'll wrap up the show. Wings got a big series here at home versus the Minot Minotauros. That's coming up next here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM. Big thanks to our guests here in studio, Spencer Christensen from Prep Hoops Dakota and C3 Scouting, and we also had Craig Nelson from Brandon Valley joining us on the program earlier. Pretty fun show here talking some hoops. I know it's off season, but hey,
good show. A couple good guests. You know, it'll be interesting how Brandon Valley transitions from, you know, those eight seniors. Maybe they got about three freshmen on there that are looking promising. So kind of, you know, keep staying at the top is the situation there. And then you start talking, you know, Spencer with that scouting. I think that's a great tool. I think he's onto something there.
Well, yeah, I think these college coaches, you know, especially during the season, they're so worried about their season, their own season, trying to build their team that you almost got to wait to the off season. And, you know, that's part of the reason I asked him to come on is, you know, you see a lot of commitments this time of year and coaches are trying to figure out, guys they want to bring into their program.
Yeah, and I didn't talk too much about the NIL, but it's a factor.
Oh, like, my gosh, yes.
I mean, if you're going to go to college and you're going to have $100,000 in your pocket, can you handle that? Can you handle that pressure from your team, from your family, the fact that you're going to school, you still have to maintain your grades? I don't know. There needs to be a lot of help for those kids that sign those NIL deals, just not only financially help, but emotionally and growing up and you're a young kid.
Yeah, I mean, you're 18, 19 years old, and I think that's a great point. You know, it's not just what you do on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of outside factors that certainly play in. So, yeah, big thanks to Spencer and Craig joining us on the Sports Hub. Before we wrap up the show, big series tonight for the Aberdeen Wings. Home versus the Minot Minotauros. They're plus 4 points with St. Cloud. They got 64, and St. Cloud has 60. They're battling there for the final playoff spot, if you will, in the Central Division. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than this here for the Aberdeen Wings this weekend. They play North Iowa next weekend, but hey, you got to take it one game at a time, and it starts tonight for Aberdeen.
Yeah, at home. Pressure hockey at home. Time to turn it up for the Aberdeen Wings. I mean, you get down this late in the season, a game or two either way, and all of a sudden you're out of it.
Yeah. And what else is interesting, and we talked to Cy on Monday, the Wings, they took care of business versus Minnesota, Watertown, teams that have struggled in the Central. Now they're playing Minot, who's good. North Iowa's decent. They're okay. I mean, they're not some of the not as good as the top three teams, but they're certainly better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what St. Cloud's got coming up. They play Watertown. They play Minnesota coming up. So, yes, you took care of business versus those teams, but now against some good competition like Minot, who's already clinched the playoff spot, you mentioned it. Playoff hockey at home, there's nothing really better than that.
Yeah, you know, and that league fascinates me. You know, just the matchups, and, you know, you'll play one team 1 week, and it's all kind of the start in your mindset and momentum, right?
Like, yep.
You know, you can look really bad against a team one night, and the next night you might just absolutely kick them all the way across the ice. So that's baffling to me, right?
No, like, I agree with you.
It's tough to call games and tough to predict without being in the locker room almost. It seems like the mentality of the team and momentum and playing – together is huge.
What is interesting about it, I agree, you know, you see like college hockey or maybe not so much college, because college they play on the weekends usually. Uh-huh. But like in the NHL, it's like you play every other night.
Yeah.
You know, you get a week to prepare for a team each week until you get to the playoffs. Obviously, that's a little bit different. But yeah, no, it should be an electric atmosphere there at the ODI Center tonight and tomorrow night, 7:15 puck drop. Cy Evanuk will be on the play-by-play over on 94.1 The Rock. And by the way, before we close, if you want Wings tickets, give us a call here at 229-3632. We can reserve your tickets, or you can stop by our Hub City Radio offices across from Dommy Lake here on South Highway 281. Best price on Wings tickets in town. We're open until 5. You can stop by our offices and get those Wings tickets. Ryan, anything else?
I heard company meeting they make the playoffs is what I'm hearing. That's what I heard. So we need some playoffs out of the Wings. Let's go. Let's go.
That about wraps up our time together here on this Feel Good Friday. We'll be back at it Monday morning on the Sports Hub on FSA.